My name is Kaya Usher. I work with frequencies and I can help you shift your life, clean up your space, ride the truth wave, come home again to your brilliant self, usher in an unimaginable peace and live inside the Simplicity platform. Welcome to our radio show. From countries all over the world. I think there's around 20 countries now listening, which is amazing. So that's how this works. We do everything. We start at spirit level and we make a plan. We make a pact with ourselves at spirit level. And then it starts, action starts happening in this physical space. So all the meditations I was doing a couple years ago, and then this will happen, and then that will happen, and then I'm going to teach, and then I'm going to do a radio show. I was planning out at spirit level, and now it's happening in this physical space. And that's what our talk is going to be about today, true manifestation, and how we do that. So this week, the radio shows, what we are doing is we're focusing in on topics and getting a little bit deeper so people can understand the mechanics of how we go about that at spirit level. So manifestation, what is manifestation? So many people, you know, they were told to do vision boards, or they were told to, you know, they maybe use some superstition or say some prayers or do some mantras. And there's nothing actually wrong with any of that, but that is all very physically based. And what I found, the fastest way to get you truly manifesting, which means creating your life. So manifestation just means you start creating your life. So how we do that is we lock in at spirit level. And we get to know ourselves really, really, really deeply. We fall in love with ourselves again. We get to know the brilliance of who we are and understand what is not us and what is us. And when we get to the part where we understand what is us, our brilliance, that spark, so arm's length all around us, the brilliant being that you are. When you get to know that so well, you start creating what you wish for. And it's like a playground down here and beyond, actually. It's like a playground everywhere. It's not just down here. It's at spirit level, your dreams become reality. And down here, what you plan out at spirit level starts happening around you here. So there's usually a time lag. So if you start seeing yourself really, really healthy in these meditations where you push through your body, you bring in the brilliance, you feel those frequencies lighting up every cell, your body will start replicating that. If you see yourself abundant, so satiated with the money that you need to do the things you want to do, remembering there's nothing good or bad with money. It's everything is always what you do with it. So what you do with a relationship, what you do with money, what you do with all the choices you have in life. So when you start really coming in to who you are, and feeling that brilliance, you get to see this as a buffet of choice. So you'll get to choose and orchestrate. And sometimes, don't forget, there is that surprise. I always say to my spirit, surprise me. Because we are meant to, you know, we are curious. And if we knew everything as it was going to be exactly, that would get pretty boring. So our spirit is going to surprise us. And the manifestations are going to come forward in a way that we were not expecting. But what I see is they come in even better than what we were hoping for. So it's better not to pigeonhole or pinpoint exactly how you want it. What we do is we open up the space to say, I want the grandest relationship. I want to live in a home that feels so good. And then you leave it open. I want, you know, to be abundant so I can choose the things I want in life. And you leave it open. I want a career that is fulfilling and brings me great pleasure. and then you leave it open. So you don't do the minor details because your spirit, it doesn't happen like that. You stay open. But the point is that you start at spirit level. You get yourself so cleaned up that this honoring starts taking place where your spirit goes, well, now let's give him this and now let's give her that. And then you start giggling along the path of life because you can see that you're actually starting to be the creator. So manifestation is never about leaving yourself. So, you know, reaching outside of yourself. So a vision board or, you know, making a deal with someone. No, it's about understanding yourself, coming back home to yourself, getting so clear in your space that your spirit rewards you by saying, let's gift her this now. Let's gift him that. And then you start really rocking it down here, feeling healthy. And then this trust coming in, you get these little snippets along the way, like little gifts from your spirit, and then they get bigger and bigger and bigger. And then you really start understanding, wait, I am creating this. And you can really see that you're creating your path. So as you walk in each moment, it unfolds for you perfectly. And so that's what I do now. If I don't hear go, as I walk my path, I will not do it. When I get a solid yes, Kaya, or no, Kaya, then I'll take action. But until I hear that, I cannot budge. And that's my spirit keeping me safe and sound and locked into the present moment. So there'll be more about manifestation in the future. That's just a little snippet. So are we ready for the meditation? Let's go. Today, as we prepare for a beautiful day, a day where we start the path of manifestation, that internal space, spirit space, understanding that we create it. It's not given to us by something or someone else. We create it. It comes towards us as we walk permanently locked into who we are. We don't need to reach outside. It comes to us. The experience we wish for comes to us. As we start at our feet, 1 foot, 2 foot, let's start feeling these beautiful frequencies coming up our body, locking us in again, remembering when we are in the present moment, that's where we create. Feeling the beauty. Feeling your brilliance activated inside your being, your body, getting filled up with these frequencies, luxuriating in the pleasures of these brilliant frequencies as they burn away anything that should no longer be here. Cleaning out, cleaning up, out you go. Knees, upper legs, hips opening, burning off any muck, any junk, anything that doesn't feel good, any heaviness has got to go. That lightness of being coming in, that calmness coming in, trusting. Remembering we are spirits. We are eternal. We come down here. We come and we go. We come and we go. We dance down here. Let's dance a good dance. One that's healthy. One that's connected. One that's free. Hips. Reproductive area. Strong foundation, grounded, powerful, powerful creators. Feeling locked in there in that groin area. That's your power center. Safe and sound. up the spine, feeling every notch, the gentle curve, the strength of your spine connecting all the way up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Luxuriating in these frequencies, cleaning out your space. Anything that's heavy has got to go. It can go today. It can go forever. Feeling your ribs wrapping around your heart. Going into the heart now, that knowing, that creation, opening up the heart. Endless potential, endless possibilities for you. There is no end to who you can become and what you can create. No longer listening to any of those words from others saying, you can't, but what if, and so on, and so on, and so on. If you see it at spirit level, study it, understand it, envision it, focus. You can create it down here. It just is. So no longer listening to those voices. They will always be here, those voices that say, you can't. I tell my clients, be that white sheep of the family, what some people call the black sheep, the person who pushes against the norms, the person who pushes against the rule set, the person who says, no, I'm independent. I'm my own creation. And I see this. I see this vision and I'm going to own it. Be that white sheep. Strike out. It's infectious and you'll start turning the world towards you. They'll want to copy that because they see someone creating their lives exactly how you want it. Trust as you lock into the present moment. Lungs. Clavicle, throat. Releasing any tension in our throat. It feels so good to be able to speak in our power, in our truth, with conviction, no longer wavering, no longer questioning. What you're saying, is it worthy? What you have to say is worthy. Most importantly, for yourself. This is an inside job. Eyes focused, clarity into the headspace, opening up the brain, having such clarity now. So when you have to make transactions, decisions, it's there. Boom, you get your final answer. But we work from the heart space. This is the space of manifestation, opening up, creating from that space of expansiveness. The further you expand out, the more you're able to create, because the more that's in your field. Do you see that? Out, out, out you go. You get to pull and say, oh, that looks good. That looks good. And you pull it into your field. The things that delight you, whatever that might be. Every single thing can be used to enhance you. There is not one thing that cannot be used to enhance you. It's just we started thinking that some things were good and some things were bad. But everything can be used to grow. And as you know yourself, the purity and brilliance, that lightness of being, you start walking. And as you walk, you start collecting beauty. You start collecting goodness. A lot of joy. freedom, adventure, laughing as you walk. You can't believe it. Wow, it's finally happening. This is true manifestation, trusting your path, trusting your heart, trusting the voice inside of you that's always been there. The brilliance finally opened up, and you setting out into the world, being that example, that shining, bright light. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.